True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whether or not that's coming up on charts or not, it's not affecting Keon Coleman. And I think he's still very confident that one-on-one against cornerbacks, he's going to win. And his added size, he's probably going to show you a little bit more developed, polished skill set in terms of ability to win one-on-one against cornerbacks. And listen, there's not a lot of situations for a young wide receiver, a better situation in the league, than to be able to go up against a modern-day elite corner like the Bills have in Christian Benford.
Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, the Shout Podcast with Ryan Talbot, joined myself and Zach Jones yesterday as we filled in for One Bills Live. And it was good to talk to Matt and get a little bit more of the insight there, especially on Keon Coleman entering his second season, the improvements that we could be looking for from him.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, as Bills minicamp wraps up. Now, welcome everybody to the dog days.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dog days, where we're going to talk nothing but speculation, nonsense, and probably Navy jerseys.
More than likely Navy jerseys.
But that's
jerseys.
Okay. Everyone should have their time off from this, and I would suspect that I'd even encourage fans to take some time off of football on the brain.
While it gives you time off. As soon as training camp starts, you can dive back in.
While it gives us the time off, because then we are going to enter full madness period, and
then the season's starting before you know it.
Once full madness period starts, it doesn't end until, like, June.
Yeah. No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
This is the first time we've been like, all right.
This is the NFL offseason is literally from the end of minicamp until the start of training camp.
So 5 weeks. And this season, guess what? It's probably not going to be, because they might announce the rivalry jerseys at some point in the middle here.
And if they are actually Navy, I will. I'll have to first shake your hand for being right, but then pull like a WWE style
power bomb turn. Me. Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Like a John Cena. Yeah.
As promised kind of thing here.
You are on the record saying you're going to power bomb me through a table.
Yeah.
So.
So I would have to first shake your hand for being right.
Hmm.
And then be angry about the fact that they're Navy jerseys and you want them.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you were right and then your opinion. That's where it gets to.
Yes.
But back to it, with Bills minicamp and everything that happened over there, are there any concerns that come up from minicamp at this point? Because really, the only concern alleviated itself immediately on Tuesday.
James Cook.
And I was sitting in this chair, and I made that promise 1 week ago, sitting in this chair.
I remember. You're like, I'm going to be there
Tuesday. I'm going to be sitting in this seat, talking in this microphone. And do you want to know how particular I am by that? I literally swapped out the chair that I sat in to make sure that it's the same chair that I was sitting in.
Mm. I like it.
I sit.
Do you call yourself superstitious, or you just a little stitious?
No, it's that I feel bad for other people and don't want to inconvenience them. I sit a little lower than others that are at this microphone.
I see.
And I don't want to have them have to raise the chair back up. There's two chairs here.
Low chair, high chair.
So I've got the low chair, and I sit lower, and I just swap it out when we're done.
Good man.
That's really all it is. I don't feel like inconveniencing anyone. Mm-hmm. But it also makes my words exactly right.
Yeah.
I was sitting in this chair, not worrying about a single thing about James Cook, and then somehow I was right.
Well,
Not even somehow. The tea leaves are pretty easy to read on that one. It's not a bold statement to think that the running back that doesn't have much leverage was going to show up when money actually starts becoming an issue of, like, you might get fined.
Well, here's the thing. If he helps the Bills win a championship this year, he might get some money.
He might get this. Yes.
Like, he's got to be here. He's 100% right in that press conference he had. I have to be here with my team to win the championship. One rough quote, but like 100% right.
While also acknowledging, why are you here? Well, I like my money.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to spend it for not being here.
He's going to have to pay $50,000 every day. He's not there. That's the fine. It wouldn't be a smart financial decision to be doing that.
Oh, it actually would have cost more than that on a per diem. Yes.
Oh, per diem, too.
Like, because it would stack. Because it would have been like, I think the third day would have been like 100.
Oh, so it elevates the longer you go.
And it stacks.
And it stacks. I thought it just stacked 50 the whole time. I didn't know it elevated. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would have been a really poor financial decision for someone who's worried about money to partake in.
Correct.
So,
and everything about that, the tea leaves were on the wall of, he's going to be here.
And it was a classic national media fiasco.
Not even the day
before.
Yeah.
Where Schefter's like, oh yeah, odds are he's not going to be there.
And you know what that was? It was a public negotiation tactic by his agency.
Mm-hmm.
Schefter is doing his job.
He's an insider. He got the information.
The information fed to him, he will report it. Is it verifiable? According to the agency, probably. Like, that's what that is. That's a negotiation tactic we've seen many a time before.
Yeah. And then he's there.
And then he's there. That doesn't mean that Schefter's a hack. It just means that...
It's not Schefter I'm calling out. It's just the national media narrative offseason stuff.
Yes.
Like, that's what it is.
And that's what it is. You take a report and you try to run with it for 24 hours, all then to be like, okay, never mind.
Right.
Let's sweep that under the rug.
Because the insiders want to break the information, right? So he gets the info. Of course he's going to break it.
Right. And again, he's fed the information that he's given.
And it's verifiable.
And it's from a verifiable source.
Yes.
So
you can't go at Schefter. It's just the narrative of the national media I'm going after.
It's the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
You want storylines, you create them. And then a ton of people didn't show up to minicamp. Joe, this is the first time you've been on air. The Cincinnati Bengals are a travesty.
Yeah, I've been saying that since the beginning. I don't know what's happening there.
I do. But carry on.
Well,
I'll answer it for you after. So go on.
I look at it. They're missing. So who are they missing? I'm looking right now.
Shamar Stewart and Trey Hendrickson.
And Trey Hendrickson. That's bad. That is egregious. And I think it's just, it's a greater, I'm trying to think of the word. It's a microcosm of the team currently. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the fact of, that team's dysfunctional. It was last season. I'm intrigued to see Joe Burrow on this quarterback series. The look we're going to get inside that team. Because I have so many questions. How, the team went from being a Super Bowl contender
to completely
falling apart. And yes, their defense has been bad. But the Bills haven't had to worry about them in the postseason at all.
Whose fault is it that the defense is bad? Management.
Management.
Who's...
And look at what they almost did with their wide receivers. Jamar Chase almost didn't get paid. T. Higgins. Like, they're mismanaging this team. They're Cleveland is not much worse than the Bengals are currently, management-wise.
And it comes down to this. Ready? You said, you know, hypothetically, you don't necessarily know why. And I quickly answered, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership is why they are always this bad. It actually makes their Super Bowl run all the more miraculous because... How ownership runs the Bengals is very cheap. It is exactly the worst type of ownership that you want from a franchise. And every year, there is somebody publicly getting into a spat with the Cincinnati Bengals management team.
Yes.
You mentioned Chase and Higgins. Hendrickson has been doing this for years now. The Bengals have always been run like this, and it makes their Super Bowl run all the more impressive. Now I understand the leeway that they're given by the national media. Now I actually truly get it. Not because of how they are pitching it. No, it's because...
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
How that team is run, yeah, it's actually really interesting that you made a Super Bowl. Great job.
If you are Joe Burrow, and I have my issues with Joe Burrow. The pompous attitude sometimes really rubs me the wrong way. Some of the things he says, I would be somewhat frustrated in veiling things about the front office as well. Because you're in your prime, right? You are Joe Burrow. You're a top quarterback in the NFL. You put up MVP numbers last season when your team defense could not help you out.
Right.
The team is failing around you, and they're not doing anything to fix it. Ownership is constantly getting in your way, so I get the frustration. I don't think it's going to change. I think the Bengals, unfortunately, are stuck where they're at because, man, Trey Hendrickson should be getting money.
This has been a years-long issue with him.
Yes. He's a game changer.
Give him the contract. Two straight years of 17 and a half sacks. The one shining piece of a defense that is now, from where it was years ago when they made their Super Bowl run, it is a shell of itself. It's Trey Hendrickson and a bunch of flotsam and jetsam.
He's the only one who gives you a chance to get a sack, to stop, to get a third down stop, if you even get to third down, because that defense doesn't. They just let the offense run all over him. He's your only chance on defense, and you're not even respecting him enough to give him, say, hey, you're our guy. He's going to go somewhere else, and someone's going to give him that respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you're going to lose the one piece you have. And how bad is that the rookies are starting off like that, too?
I am starting to wonder if Shamar Stewart is... as much at fault for what's going on with him now?
Maybe.
Because he also said some comments that, like, they'll rub players the wrong way.
What did he say?
He mentioned that Hendrickson was 99% right. The 1% where he's wrong is that he is under contract. You don't say that.
No. Because you're putting another player's
business
in your mouth.
Stewart did end up saying, like, I am 100% right. I'm not under contract. I me not showing up is an issue, but I'm not under contract. I technically don't even have to be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
He did try to correct it because he realized he said those words and, like, there's no putting that toothpaste back in the tube.
Well, he's throwing a veteran player on the team under the bus.
Trying to make his point,
though. Yes.
But it's that he did it wrong. Stewart also, from everything that we're seeing, the offset language, yes, it is a problem. But at some point, maybe it is something where, like, let's get back to the table and get it figured out.
Yeah. It reportedly, the Bengals want to include language that allows them to void future guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Stewart's camp is pushing back against that. That's the discrepancy.
But the discrepancy on that is, and this is the part where I'm kind of looking at Stewart and his camp and going, okay, why? That condition also comes with if he gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Off the field.
I'm sorry, but that shouldn't be one that you have to argue.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't. You say okay, and you do your dangdest to not get in trouble.
Well, I mean,
that and for him to be the one speaking out now more about this stuff, and for that to be the clause that you're looking at, yes, I don't like the idea of you having to void guarantees.
Mm-hmm. But context, especially for a rookie, but
context always matters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a player that had 1.5 sacks of production in college. He needs to be on the field.
Yeah.
He needs to be with the team.
Yeah, and then just...
But of course, ready? Of course it's the Bengals. They do this to everybody.
Yeah.
They have the offset language issues every now and then with a rookie, and it's always the Bengals. It's always the Bengals.
Never fails.
Thank you, Cincinnati, for pulling yourself out of the rat race of the AFC.
Well, this management, like I said, Cleveland's not far off.
Cleveland's not far off, but ready? Cleveland, to their credit, is willing to spend money. They just do it foolishly.
Yeah.
And haphazardly. They don't really do a lot with risk assessment.
At least they hand it out, okay?
Yes, like, that's their credit.
Yeah.
They hand it out. They do it almost impulsively at this point,
mm-hmm.
but they do it. Jimmy Haslam, to his credit, is trying to spend the money to make a product get put out there that's desirable. It's that he's not very aware of the context of what he should do with that money.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals... Just refuse to do that.
They're so cheap.
And it's not even about the risk assessment at that point. It's just that they don't feel like doing it.
Right. And now you have Burrow speaking out against Hendrickson's situation, saying he deserves to be paid fairly. Now you have your quarterback, the leader of your team, speaking out against your front office.
Good. Put the pressure on.
It is good. But what I'm saying is dysfunctional for your entire franchise. It's a big distraction at a pivotal moment for some of these rookies, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to pretend that... The Bengals are doing this for the first time, though.
No, I'm not either. I'm just saying it has been, always will be, and currently is a distraction from figuring out what they're doing and making a playoff push. Because if this keeps up, and like it has in the off seasons, their off seasons being chaotic, it's not going to happen. And thank you for, like you said, removing yourself from the AFC playoff picture. Because truthfully, their offense is the kryptonite to the Bills. I'm not fearful of Kansas City in the playoffs. I think that game could go either way, okay? And I know, but just let me explain. I know,
love it.
I'm fearful of Baltimore because they're a little testy, and I think they could have the Bills' number on the right day, especially with Derrick Henry and those, like,
their proclivity to run the ball, yes, versus Buffalo's run defense over the last couple of years, yes, is a very fair,
that's
assessment,
more fearsome. Kansas City, though, they punch for punch with Kansas City and whoever basically has the ball in the last minute.
Most Ravens minus games also this. Go this way, though.
Mm-hmm. But it almost, this season, the regular season they lost, they got killed. I could see that happening in the playoffs if they're not ready for it. Say they get a bye week one or something like that. You know, like that. That's what I would be worried about Baltimore. Cincinnati, though, they have the Bills' number in recent years, even before DeMar Hamlin had that untimely incident, right? That game, Bengals are winning that game.
The Bengals were kind of cruising to win that game.
They won the coin toss and received. They asserted dominance on you right away.
It was trending to get to 21-7.
Yes.
Before that play happened.
And then the infamous playoff game at Highmark Stadium, you get curb stomped by the Bengals.
Lose by 17 at home.
In a snow game where you're supposed to have the advantage at home.
Mm, the Bills are built
well. It's different.
Conditions that aren't necessarily.
But quote unquote,
Bills.
Your environment.
Hang on. That Bills team was built for those kinds of conditions. James Cook running the football in the snow, I feel a lot better about that matchup.
Oh, I do too.
Now, 2 years ago, though?
No. No. But now, yes, you're 100% right. He's evolved as a running back where you are more comfortable with that. And the other two guys, I'm comfortable with them as well, Ty Johnson and Ray Davis. But.
Yeah, the backfield of the past, like, that was not going to get it done.
No, but Cincinnati is the team I would be most fearful of in the postseason. And they effectively just removed themselves from it because of offseason
stuff.
They
do this, and it's not even that. If I'm the Ravens, I'm feeling better too.
Yes.
Because my biggest threat took themselves out. Pittsburgh is not a real threat. They're not a real thing. They have a general manager that has no long-term vision to save his life.
No. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood back in action in Pittsburgh.
And, yeah, for Baltimore, it's now you can kind of take the North a little unchallenged a little bit. Take a break. Not take a break, but like.
Put your offseason together.
You are better than Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. And Cincinnati's going to shoot themselves in the
Cincinnati
foot.
Cincinnati keeps doing this thing where they start seasons 3 weeks too late.
Yes.
And they also have a proclivity for messing with their own rosters because they don't want to pay. And then there's the Browns. So Baltimore, the AFC North is very tiered, structured even, like the AFC West. Chiefs are the Chiefs. Denver and LA are going to fight with each other for who's going to be the second best team in that division. And I'm going to lean toward Denver. But it could be any of them between the two. Those two are going to scrap with each other, and then there's the Raiders. The South is very tiered and structured right now. Texans, very safely. And then everybody else.
Yes.
The pecking order of those three can be to be determined. But oftentimes it's a mess.
And even the AFC East, the Patriots are two.
Well, the East is kind of like the West. There will be a couple teams scrapping for that. Actually, it might even be like the South, but less bad. Where the three teams are going to like start smacking each other around to try to determine who's the second best team in the division. And honestly, like, yeah, the Jets would be the most surprising, but would they ultimately be? They did have, as of a couple of years ago, one of the better rosters in the National Football League, and Zach Wilson just happened to be their quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's not like the Jets don't know how to build a roster. They just don't know how to get a quarterback.
Listen, it could be Tyrod running the show. Who knows if they put Justin Fields out there. You're going to have to see after training camp.
But ready? Do I believe Fields to be good enough? Like if the Jets roster of 2 years ago was there, would I have believed more in Justin Fields than Zach Wilson? Yes.
Yeah. I believe in Tyrod Taylor. Look at what he did.
Taylor with the Bills in 2017. Yes. Though Taylor now is probably a different quarterback than he was then.
But even Rodgers couldn't score on the Bills. And then you put Tyrod Taylor in, and I know the Bills pulled starters.
This actively hurts to say, but that was 8 years ago.
It was 8 years ago.
Tyrod Taylor's not going to be the same player he was 8 years ago.
Right. His deep ball is still beautiful, though.
Oh, my God. That hurt to say that.
He's still got a beautiful deep ball.
If that doesn't mess you up, I don't know what does, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
2017,
8 years ago?
8 years ago.
Yeah. I still, you know, oh, hey, the summer of 2019 was a couple years ago. Nope.
Hey, Derek, frig off. Why'd you have to say that? Sorry. Like, yeah, like those are words that hurt your soul, by the way. But yeah, no, like when coming back to it, the Bengals, ultimately, like this is a franchise that has really become a joke of what they were even just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When they made a Super Bowl.
And by the way, when they made the Super Bowl, when they played against the Titans in the playoffs, Burrow got sacked like 7 or 9 times. I can't remember.
It was nine.
Nine times. So the defense was the centerpiece to that team.
Yes.
Now it's the complete opposite.
The defense they can't was the centerpiece seasons. To that team because, remember, infamous Bills lose the coin toss, Chiefs march down there and win it. Literally the week after, the Bengals get a pick in overtime when the Chiefs win the coin toss.
And that's where I lose when people say, oh, the Bills would have gone to the Super Bowl if they won 13 seconds. No, they wouldn't have.
Is that it still would have been a ball game.
It would have been a ball game.
That probably was the best Bills team that we've had of this era.
To go against the Bengals, absolutely.
To go against the Bengals who were a little weaker offensively then.
Right. But I think their defense could have stifled.
It would have been a very tight game.
Yeah.
It would have been literally what the AFC Championship was. A tight game that goes to overtime. So it's never a guarantee.
No.
But the Bills were also playing offensively better football than anyone else.
That was the year of the perfect game.
And then it was ended in the divisional round against Kansas City in with the 13 seconds.
Yeah.
So, like, again.
Devin Singletary was RB1, by the way.
But I'm still going to the point of the Bills were playing their best football.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Let's call that what it was. And, again, I still see, though, Cincinnati, this team that they had promise, and now they have to prove that they can be back. Whereas they were assumed to be a playoff team year in and year out right now, and now they're not.
Right.
They keep missing.
They had a playoff spot until it was someone else's, and now it's not. They have to work their way back in.
Fight their way.
And that means winning.
They always have to. The last few years, Actually, even the last three. The year they make the Super Bowl, there was a poor start as well.
Yeah.
But they've had to fight their way because they do not start a season on time.
Well, you remember they mismanaged Burrow's calf injury for a long time as well. They put him out there pretty much.
That was 2 years ago.
That was bad. That was really bad.
That was really bad. And then he has the wrist injury in the same season.
Yes.
It looks like the Bengals are like back at full force. They beat Buffalo in Cincinnati in the middle of the year. And you're like, okay, well, Cincinnati's back. That's a thing. And then Burrow has the wrist injury. And then Jake Browning almost gets them back over there.
Was that?
Jake Browning.
I know. That wasn't the same year as Joe Flacco. No, Joe Flacco was the year after.
But
right?
The thing, I think it was the same.
I was going to say
I'm
that.
Not sure.
It might be the same. That's a crazy year
but it was
from
2 years,
the
2 years ago. Yeah, it was
the,
Flacco.
The AFC North. That's a wild
Flacco
year.
Flacco was the quarterback for the Browns
at that point. That's right.
But Burrow getting hurt, but it's not the fact that Jake Browning was their quarterback to end the season. No, he was winning games. It was the fact that they didn't start their season on time. They started 1-3 again. And then this past year, they do it again.
Yeah. It looked like a repeat.
Am I surprised that the Bengals are missing the playoffs because they keep starting? They lose to New England in week one?
Right.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You lost the Patriots in week one?
Mm-hmm.
The Bills also lost to the Patriots in a game where nobody on the starting side played.
The Joe Milton game.
Drake May didn't even start that game.
No. Joe Milton lost them their first overall pick.
Yes. That's often what it's seen as.
Yeah.
Like the Bengals losing in week one to the Patriots. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Bengals are a non-factor until they start a season the right way. And this doesn't, I'm not getting a good feeling about it if I was a Bengals fan by watching this circus show right now occur at minicamp. How much worse is this going to get before it gets better?
How much worse is it? And that's, oddly enough, I think it's really the only real drama across the league now.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt and Terry McLaurin trying to get a couple of contracts done. But it's really just the Bengals and everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's weird, isn't it? Kind of quiet.
We'll see if it stays that way.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Which
is why they tried to take the Schefter report and run with it.
Yeah.
Because it was a thing.
I wouldn't have put money on any other team to have a not quiet.
Yeah, the Schefter report about James Cook, that's why they tried running in with it for a day, because it was different. It was something else. It was actually a thing that was going on that maybe could be a story.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of these right now in the league. There's not enough drama, and it's interesting.
Oh, the Bengals.
Hell, it's probably why I'm talking hockey more often than not right
now. Yeah. Not great. Not great, Bob.
It is what it is. We'll keep moving along here, though. Speaking of the Sabres, I do want to talk more about Bo Byram.
Okay.
And hearing a couple of reports that he might be getting dealt, the Sabres taking enough calls on him. Kevin Weeks, the latest one to report that earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
And what would be the right idea about trading Bo Byram? That's what we'll come up with next here. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer and Joe Calley here on WGR.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.